If God can use a busy homeschool mom of five to release his glory into the atmosphere, I mean, wherever she goes and miracles burst forth, he can and wants to use you. God's shofar blast is all hands on deck. Next. Oh, our most important guest, Holy Spirit, I know you're here and your presence is getting stronger every second. Miriam Evans, there is so much going on in you here right now and in your meetings. For those that aren't familiar, what type of things happen in your meetings?
Yes, so a lot of people are being physically healed. The miraculous is breaking out in my meetings because of the glory, the presence of the Holy Spirit is coming and touching people. And as he does that, I feel led a lot of times in the services to look at the audience and say, you have permission to be healed at any time in the service. And a lot of times when I do that, I also give people permission to interrupt me, and I tell them, if you feel a breakthrough in your body in any way, even if it's a 10% increase, I want you to wave both of your hands up over your head, and I will know that the power of the Holy Spirit is healing your body.
So by faith, if you have at home a 10% improvement or more, you just wave to God. We'll get it. And studio audience, you wave to God when you get your increase. We're watching you.
Yes, I believe it. And even now, we give you permission. I feel by the Holy Spirit right now that the glory of God is already going through the airwaves. And we say in the name of Jesus, be healed. And I even feel that God is healing someone right now watching with cancer. You've been riddled with fear. And I just felt fear leave right now as Sid was giving you permission. So we just declare in the name of Jesus, be healed. Healed, and we command cancer to leave your body right now in Jesus' mighty name. Glory, Lord.
And while you're at it, there are still many people who have the pain in their neck and some, maybe migraines. You're being healed right now, too. Tell me a few types of things that people have been healed in your meetings. I know every meeting you have so many, but tell me a few.
It's been great. I'll give you an illustration, a story. Recently, there was a woman that was deaf in the meeting. She had been deaf for 15 years. She lost her hearing when she was in high school. And so I gave the announcement, as I said earlier, you have permission to be healed at any time of the service. I gave them permission to interrupt me. So sure enough, as I just begin to pray and minister, the worship team was worshiping, she began to wave her hands in the air, and the pastor's wife helped her up to the front. And I said, what's happening? What is God doing? And she said, my ears have just popped open. And so she began to share with the room what was happening. There was a woman in the audience that had severe tinnitus. The ringing in her ears was so loud that she had a hard time hearing low conversation sounds. And as she was listening to the testimony of the woman that was just healed of deafness, she said, God, if you did it for her, you can do it for me. And God healed her of her tinnitus. And it didn't end there. The woman that was healed of tinnitus went to a birthday party that afternoon at a restaurant, and she happened to be sitting next to another woman who was complaining of tinnitus. And she said, I'm sorry, I can't really hear what you're saying. I suffer from tinnitus and the ringing so loud. She goes, I've got good news. I just got healed from tinnitus. So let me pray for you right now. She laid hands on her and prayed in the name of Jesus, be healed. The glory of God fell on this woman. She fell over in her plate of food. The waitress comes over and says, ma'am, are you okay? What's happening? And she says, everybody's fine. This is a demonstration of the gospel. And she shared the good news of Jesus with the waitress that day.
Mm. Now, what do you mean we are gateways to God's glory?
Well, Psalm 24:7 tells us to lift up our heads and open up, you living gateways, and let the King of Glory come in. And as if we continue to read, it says, who is this King of Glory? The Lord, who is strong and mighty in battle. Jesus is the King of Glory. And when we receive Him to be our Lord and Savior, we actually have His Holy Spirit to partner with Him to be a bridge from heaven to earth so that we can see the glory, the atmosphere of heaven invade earth. And I believe that as we yield to the person of the Holy Spirit and we partner with Him, we can see the glory of God invade earth. Wherever we are.
She goes into the mall and people are healed all around her. I want it, don't you? I tell you what, tell me a couple of ways from your brand new book, Glory Miracles, to be a living gateway, just a couple.
Number one, I would say hunger, because hunger actually pulls on heaven. You know, there's nothing that we could ever do to earn healing or to earn the ability to heal others. It's by the finished work of the cross. And so hunger actually qualifies us to receive from God. And so I would definitely say hunger is a gateway to experiencing the glory of the Holy Spirit.
Can everyone be a gateway to the same presence you're a gateway to?
If they believe in Jesus the Messiah, yes, absolutely. I believe that we become living gateways, just as Psalm 24:7 says.
Tell me one more thing from the book.
Yeah, I would say risk. Risk is a major gateway. That has been something, the culture of risk in my life has changed my life. If I can just step out and obey what the Bible says that I can do, I never know if someone else's breakthrough is on the other side of my risk. On the other side of my obedience, I believe that there can be breakthrough for someone.
What if you take a risk and nothing happens?
That's a good question, because that has happened to me before. I have taken risks and nothing has happened. But because I'm rooted in the love of Jesus, I can feel Him almost tell me, daughter, good job, keep contending and pressing so that I see that I get the reward that I paid for on the cross. And I believe that's why I'm seeing greater levels of breakthrough. And there's more. There's more that I'm believing and contending for. And I am very intentful on doing it through the gateway of risk.
Okay. People that have risked, not risk, risked problems are being healed. Now, Miriam at 17 was pregnant, and her only option seemed to be a certain death for her and an abortion or the murder for her baby. Be right back.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
The story of America is not done. The glory of the Lord is going to be released in the nation of America. The Holy Spirit is preparing us for the glory revival that the world is going to see. You're not called to carry fear. You're not called to carry sickness. You're not called to carry defeat and depression. Carry the glory. We cannot afford to miss out on an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, it took a miracle for a 17-year-old pregnant girl with a lifestyle of reckless relationships, destructive habits, experimenting with drugs, to transition to being a living gateway of God's presence. Miriam, what was going on?
Yeah, I was 17, found out I was pregnant. At the time, I was very focused on athletics. I had a volleyball scholarship, so many things that I thought I was going to do. Unfortunately, Jesus was not Lord of my life, and that's where the mess came in. I found out I was pregnant, and I was fearful. I knew I had a decision to make. Was I going to choose life or death? And unfortunately, there were many others around me that had chosen death. So I remember going to bed one particular night, and I thought that was my only way out. out was to have an abortion. That was the only answer that I had. And as I begin to lay down for bed, I immediately, just as soon as my head hit the pillow, I immediately went into this vision. And I was no longer in my bed. I began to look around, and in fact, I was laying in a bed, but it was in a hospital room. And when I looked down, I saw that there was a demon at the foot of my bed, standing at my feet and holding its hands out as if it was waiting for the baby. And I looked around the room, and my room began to fill up with demons all throughout the room, and I felt lifeless. I felt like I was dying. And as soon as I saw the other demons come into the room, I looked down again, and my stomach and legs were covered in blood, and I was hemorrhaging, and I could feel the life just leaving me. I felt so afraid. I felt death in the room. And just as I began to give up and like, I'm gonna die here, all of a sudden, there was a man, I could barely see him because of the blinding light, crashed into the room, threw the door open with his hand, and with a sound, a voice, he said, "They're mine." And when he made that declaration, every demon in the room completely disintegrated. They were just gone. They didn't stand a chance. And as I saw this man entered the room, I could not see his face. I could not make out every part of his body because of the blinding light that was exuding from him. And at that very moment, I knew it was Jesus. And I came up out of the vision. I was like just drenched with sweat. I was like, what in the world just happened? I woke up, it was morning, and it happened to be a Sunday morning. And I ran into the kitchen. My mom was there. I greeted her and I said, "Mom, I really feel like we need to go to church this morning." And she looked at me very shocked because that's not something that I would normally suggest. And she said, "Listen, is everything going okay with you?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, why do you ask?" She said, "Well, I had a horrible dream of you last night. I had a dream that I was given a phone call from the ER and they told me that you were in the hospital and they didn't know you were gonna make it. And when I arrived to the ER, they allowed me to look through the window, and when I saw you, your stomach and legs were covered in blood and they said you were hemorrhaging." And I knew that God was giving me a warning and that he was literally saving my life. And when I realized how important my life was to me, and I didn't want to lose it, that's when I realized the importance of the life of my unborn child. And I knew that God was giving us another chance for life.
Tell me just very briefly about the child this life was spared.
Yes, my daughter Catherine is alive and well today. She's a worship leader. She carries such breakthroughs. She just recently moved to California and she's leading revival. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for her. And I feel right now that there are Gen Z watchers, people, viewers, that you are considered in the Gen Z generation. And I believe that you are watching this program for such a time as this, and God is calling you out. The Holy Spirit is actually nudging you right now through my story. And I just want to prophesy and declare over the Gen Z generation that God is raising you up in purity and power. And we are going to see glory carriers rise up out of the Gen Z generation. And I believe many of you that are watching, God has marked your life for the miraculous. He's marked your life to be a voice of revival for your generation. And I just speak to every dark power that is holding you captive. And I say, be set free in the name of Jesus.
The fire, you say, prepares us to be a glory carrier.
Yes.
Explain.
I believe that. You know, John the Baptist said, "Hey, I baptize you in water for repentance, but there's one coming after me who will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire." That fire actually will begin to purge the depression, the demonic oppression, the sickness, bondage, and addiction. The fire of God will consume our enemies, but that same fire will also refine us. It will begin to bring out the gold that was put within us in our mother's womb. And that fire actually brings up every good thing that God has placed on the inside of us so that we can walk in purity, in power, and in holiness.
You know, one of the things that I see in your life is you are a carrier of the fire, which means you're a carrier of the glory. And wherever you go, people receive this fire. Now, a five-word message from an angel changed Miriam's future, and it's going to change yours. Also, will change the future of America.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural. Call or go online at sidroth.org to get Miriam Evans' brand new book, Glory Miracles, Creating Atmospheres for the Power of God to Flow. Plus, receive her brand new and exclusive four-part audio CD teaching series, Mysteries of the Glory Revealed. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9870.
You are going to learn keys on how to walk in the miraculous, keys on how to operate with the power of the Holy Spirit. You're also going to learn keys on how to open up the atmosphere of glory, which is the heavenly realm where I believe can come and invade earth.
Where we are headed, in our schools, our churches, our families, we will reach a point where we must walk in the supernatural. Many are in need of a miracle, healing, deliverance, or a personal breakthrough. With Miriam's new book and exclusive audio CD series, you will become hungry for more of God and be activated and jump-started into a supernatural lifestyle. As Miriam teaches you through personal examples from encounters with God to create atmospheres of glory that saturate your home, workplace, and school. Experience miracles that happen quickly, easily, and even accidentally. Understand the power of the testimony, as the real testimonies throughout this book will move you and bring you personal breakthrough in your life.
If God can use a busy homeschool mom of five children to release His supernatural power, He can and wants to use you to do the same.
Listen to Miriam's 4-CD audio series and receive the baptism of fire as Miriam prays for you. This fire of God also unlocks the gates of glory for your entire family. In addition, each CD has more prayers and activation so you can experience greater and greater levels of God's glory everywhere you go. Call or go online at sidroth.org to get Miriam Evans' transformative new book, Glory Miracles, Creating Atmospheres for the Power of God to Flow. Plus, receive her brand new and exclusive four-part audio CD teaching series, Mysteries of the Glory Revealed. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9870. Or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9870. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Miriam, I can't wait to hear the message that you got that will so impact us and impact America and impact the world that the angel gave you. Tell me about it.
Yes, so one morning I woke up and I saw a very large angel in my room and he had a book in his hand. And he very simply told me, do not neglect the power of the testimony. And as I saw the book in his hand, I knew that there were miracle testimonies in that book. And as I began to ask the Holy Spirit, what does this mean? He led me and reminded me of the scripture in Revelation 19 that says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And so I knew that another gateway of glory was to share the testimony of Jesus, and it would actually open up an opportunity for those listening to the testimony to receive the healing power of Jesus.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my experience is when I share what Jesus has done, it ripples throughout whosoever wants to believe. Now, tell me about the vision you had for America.
Yes. So recently, a few months ago, I was on a plane going to my next meeting, and I saw Jesus hovered over the nation of America, and he had resuscitation paddles in his hand. And I saw that he was shocking the nation back to life, which is the essence of revival, because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And so I saw him shocking the nation of America back to life, and I heard him tell me the resurrection power of Jesus will be restored to the church once again. And I truly believe that it's already begun. It's already begun. And we've seen this in our meetings. But one day God told me, he took it a step further, and he asked me a question. It was very provoking. He said, "Will you give me your life?" And I said, "Sure, Jesus, I've done that. Absolutely." He said, "Will you give me your life on a daily basis where I can take your life and you become the paddles in my hand to shock dead things back to life?" And I believe that he's asking the body of Christ once again, the Church of Jesus, will you be the resuscitation paddles in my hand that will raise dead things back to life, dead bodies, spiritually dead people, dead marriages, dead families? And we're seeing the waves of revival rise in our nation.
You know, I feel like I heard there are people that have had abortions, and they regret it, and they're still troubled over it. I want to say a prayer with you right now, not just for those people, but anyone that the Holy Spirit has come upon in their sin, reoccurring sin even in your life, or you've never really made Jesus your Lord. Repeat this prayer out loud. Mean it to the best of your ability. Out loud with me right now. Dear God, I've made so many mistakes. I'm ashamed. And I don't want to do them anymore. I believe that your blood washes away my mistakes. And I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Miriam, very important.
Yes.
I want you to pray the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of fire.
Yes.
And whatever God shows you right now.
Absolutely. In the name of Jesus, you guys just raise your hand right where you're at. And Lord, I pray that the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire will come upon them. Lord, would you raise every dead thing right now in their bodies, in marriages, in families? God, I pray right now. I feel that some of you, the Lord is saying with this baptism of fire, call your loved ones home that are away from Jesus. We've seen this happen. I've seen this happen in my meeting. I released that word, and a woman who hadn't heard from her child in 3 months suddenly called her. May the prodigals come home right now in the name of Jesus and just receive the Holy Spirit. Take it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive the fire. Receive the fire that consumes every enemy. Receive the fire that consumes infirmity and pain and sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit. You are able to do exceedingly and abundantly all they can ask or think according to the power that is inside of them. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name,